This is a kind of political ecological poem, which one should never try to write because they'll probably always be self-righteous, full of rage, and blunt-fingered. But how can one resist? It's such a target-rich environment. This is a poem that scans around the landscape, jumping from sort of stanza to stanza and sort of perspective to perspective. But basically, all of the stanzas and everything that's included in the poem is about the insult of hypocrisy, merchandising, manipulation, the sort of degradation of values, and also the destruction of our poor, beautiful green earth. And it's called Real Estate. The opening image I might as well ground you in is a pretty familiar sight where you're driving on the highway and you see a billboard and it says apartments opening here soon, first month rent free, you know, or it says free rent. And it's just an example of the insult, an example of the kind of insult to our intelligence which we simply take for granted. We're so anesthetized that we don't even stick up our index finger and say, you can't say that. So the poem's called Real Estate. And as I say, it jumps around quite a bit. Real Estate. Outside the new apartment complex, they raised a giant sign that said, free rent. Beside the free, they placed a little asterisk. On the train, people looking down into their gadgets. It's not the end of the world. It's only the 21st century. To thine own self be true, I drive the new sedan from BMW. I will not fear my freedom. I wear the new cashmere from Eileen Fisher. Also, a men's cologne from Calvin Klein called Justice for All. I suppose evil is too strong a word. I know the term zombie lacks a sense of proportion. I don't believe irony will correct the situation. But I will not say it is all right with me. Bombing that city was a terrible mistake, the four-star general said on television, but it taught me a lot about myself. Maybe he should give a medal to his therapist. And they drag us into shallower and shallower waters. They take what is dearest to us and use it as bait. They turn our wishes into merchandise. When I found out, almost by accident, that I had inherited the world, that it was precious, that I was responsible for keeping it safe. Well, imagine how embarrassing it would be for you to admit that you had been asleep. That somehow, while you were not paying attention, someone had acquired the rights for the trees and the beaches and the hills and exclusive use of all the creatures of the sea. While you were watching the pretty pictures and drinking a perfectly innocent Pepsi-Cola, your world and that of your children and their children and the beasts of the fields and the green, green earth itself had been stolen.